Ninth grade biology. Readings for Friday, May 15th. Chapter 22, pages 449 through 452. Page 449, starting with governments and laws. Governments and laws can play a critical role in solving environmental problems. In the United States, governments at the local, state, and federal levels have used laws, policies, and public funds to address environmental issues. Government actions include legally protecting endangered species and habitats, setting aside land for public use, cleaning up pollution, regulating destructive activities, conducting scientific studies, and encouraging responsible resource use through education and economic incentives. However, many environmental problems cannot be solved by a single government or law. Ecosystems cross political boundaries. Whooping cranes migrate between the United States and Canada. Pollutants emitted by factory smokestacks in Ohio can fall as acid rain in New York. Storms in Africa blow dust and microorganisms into Europe and out to sea. Thus, to solve many environmental problems, governments must cooperate with each other. Internationally, countries regularly meet and make agreements to decrease pollution, protect endangered species, or plan for future human activities. Sometimes many countries agree and solve problems successfully. For example, an agreement to reduce CFC use worldwide seems to have slowed the thinning of the ozone layer. However, countries have had less success agreeing on ways to decrease the threat of global warming. Most countries agree that they need to decrease the amount of greenhouse gases being added to the atmosphere, but they do not agree on how much responsibility each country should have. With many environmental issues, the interests of countries that are more developed differ from the interests of countries that are less developed. Many developing countries have little money but large amounts of unique habitat and natural resources. This situation presents the opportunity of a debt for nature swap. In this exchange, richer countries or private organizations pay some of the debt of a developing country, and the developing country takes steps such as preserving undeveloped land or educating its citizens. Page 450. Private efforts and cooperation. Conservationists have encouraged a variety of strategies to help developing countries derive economic benefit from their land's biodiversity. One approach is ecotourism, a form of tourism that supports the conservation of ecologically unique areas while bringing economic benefit to local people. In ecotourism, tourists pay for nature guides, food, and lodging in exchange for the opportunity to experience the ecosystem and its unique organisms. Cooperation between conservation groups, individuals, and governments is crucial in identifying and addressing environmental issues. In the United States, conservation groups such as the Nature Conservancy, Sierra Club, and Ducks Unlimited make efforts to educate people, protect land, and influence the making of laws. Individuals and the media also play an important role in raising awareness of environmental issues. In 1962, biologist Rachel Carson, shown in Figure 22-12, made millions of people aware of the dangers of pesticides in her book, Silent Spring. French oceanographer Jacques Cousteau was internationally famous for his books and television programs about the undersea world. Page 451. Conservation case study, the Everglades. The Everglades ecosystem is essentially a wide, shallow, slow-moving river that flows south across much of southern Florida, as shown in Figure 22-13. The area is a swampy patchwork of islands among water that is knee-deep in grasses and reeds. The area is home to panthers, alligators, storks, and a wealth of other unique and rare species. The Everglades National Park is one of the largest protected areas in the United States. However, many human interests continue to compete for use of the ecosystem's resources. Early in the 20th century, the beautiful beaches and pleasant climate of southern Florida attracted land developers. However, most of the land was too wet to build on, and mosquitoes discouraged people from living there. Over time, the developers dug drainage canals to divert water flows toward the ocean and dry out the land. They also planted non-native Melaleuca trees because these trees take up large amounts of water from the soil. At the time, few people could foresee the ecological consequences of these actions. However, journalist Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, who lived from 1890 to 1998, saw them clearly. She worked to help establish Everglades National Park. In 1947, she wrote a book that described the Everglades ecosystem and explained its importance. Douglas spent a lifetime trying to protect the Everglades. Still, by the end of the century, half of the area's wetlands had been drained. 90% of the wading birds had disappeared. Because salt concentrations had doubled in Florida Bay, seagrass and shrimp nurseries had died. Fertilizers from agricultural fields flowed along with the water, which poisoned many species and made fish dangerous to eat. Development had diverted so much water that many farmers and homeowners experienced shortages of groundwater, and the Melaleuca trees had become an invasive weed. Page 452. Conservationists have since established a 20-year plan for the Everglades ecosystem. The plan includes eliminating some of the drainage canals, restoring the Kissimmee River to its original channel, cutting back stands of Melaleuca trees, and purchasing more than 40,000 hectares, that's 100,000 acres, of land surrounding Everglades National Park. This plan is the most ambitious ecosystem restoration project so far attempted in the United States. Your role in the environment. A new environmental field called urban ecology is the study of biodiversity in areas that are densely populated by humans. You can be an amateur urban ecologist by learning about your local environment. For example, try to identify five plants that are native to your area. Determine their growing seasons and learn which plants can be used for landscaping homes or businesses. Find out the names of local birds, how the birds survive, and whether any special laws protect them. Learn which crops and livestock are raised locally and find out how farmers or ranchers obtain water. Identify endangered species in your area and find out the reasons that they are endangered. Investigate where your garbage goes after it is collected and learn whether your sanitation department supports recycling. If you want to study further and do more, find out if there are parks, organizations, or projects in your local area that need volunteers to help with conservation efforts. No one can predict our environment's future, but it is clear that individuals can make a difference in its fate. Thus, it is important for you, as an individual, to understand your role in the environment and to take responsibility for that role. Taking responsibility can involve simple efforts, such as those listed in Table 22-2. In addition, a planet full of undiscovered species, unknown ecological interactions, and unanswered questions awaits your exploration.